somehow my calendar indicates that this call was supposed to be at 10 a.m. Eastern. I don't know where I got that information. I apologize.
Well, we initially scheduled it for 10, and then we had to reschedule it for 9:30.
Okay.
Didn't you get the reschedule notice, Ken, because I sent you one?
No. Let me check, Glenn. I don't believe I did, but I can.
You're on the call.
Yeah.
That's because I sent Glenn an ICQ reaffirming the fact that it was my understanding we had a call in about 30 minutes. And she said, nope, right now, get on the call.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
Oh, yes, Glenn, there's something that came in this morning at 4 o'clock, so that's why I missed it this morning.
Oh, that took a long time. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, the call came in at 3:52 a.m. this morning. So. That happens occasionally. I got a mail server that gets a little funky sometimes.
Oh, okay. Because I think, Brian, you got yours before, didn't you?
I know I got it yesterday or whenever.
Yesterday, yes.
Well, I got Freddie Welling's comments and everything like that. That came in yesterday afternoon, or the comment summary, you know.
Mm-hmm. And did you also get the short note that I said that I put it on HTML?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Good.
It's incomplete, though, Glenn. It left some of the comments were omitted.
I saw that, Brian.
Yeah, which they'll need to be included, so I think maybe.
Yeah.
And they were, in fact, comments that were on the website, because, you know, with the spam filter, we've had quite a bit of problems. People don't
apparently they were there.
Yes, I've checked they were there.
You have us on hold. I hear music in the background.
That may.
It just went off.
Why don't we see who's on the call? I know it's. Want to take a roll call real quick?
Okay. You on, Brian? Barbara sends her apologies because it's 3:30 in the morning in Honolulu. Sarah Deitch?
This is Franny.
Thanks, Franny. Ken Stubbs?
We're taking a roll call here, Franny.
Okay.
I'm here, Glenn.
Russ Rader?
I'm here.
Thanks. Kiyoshi? Victoria Bertolo? Greg Ruth? So, Brian, we have yourself and three other people, Ken, Franny, and Ross.
Okay.
So we have the non-commercial, the registrars, and the GTLDs represented in the IPs.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead and get started, and then other folks can join in. Franny, thanks first for putting together that summary.
Sure.
You did a good job on that, and I sent around an email. There's a few comments that were not included, that we can fold in before, you know, sometime by Monday.
Yeah, I just saw that. You know, I didn't realize that the comments that were re-entered after I'd gone through were put into the dates that they were entered, so I didn't go back to July 2nd.
That's fine.
So I missed two of them. And the SIAA one, I can't open. So if somebody else can open it, that's great. Or otherwise, it could be posted in another forum.
Okay, well, maybe I might have a from another document that somebody else put together, and I'll just cut and paste that summary and send it to you. You could fold it in or something like that.
That's great.
Who just joined?
It's Vittorio here.
Oh, hi, Vittorio.
Hi, Vittorio.
Who just joined?
Victoria Bertolo from the NX.
Right, somebody joined after Victoria, though.
Greg Ruth.
Oh, hey, Greg.
Brian, we've got a real bad echo in the call here all of a sudden. I would suggest that when people aren't talking, they can press, I believe it's the number 6, and it will mute them automatically. It might help get rid of the echo. So I'm going to mute myself. While you're talking.
Well, first, why don't we go ahead and just talk briefly about how we can where we go from here with the company.
You are now muted.
So I'd be interested in hearing from other people about how we can quickly get from the preliminary report to a final report, and you know, what's the recommended procedure for that? I don't know that, I mean, I've read the comments. I don't know that I see anything that really was my position. I think many of the positions stated are those that were previously reported by the constituencies. So I guess I'd be more interested in hearing from, you know, those of you who have been involved in this for a long time, you know, what would be the preferred process for the task force at this point in time in light of our Monday deadline? And you know, recognizing that we may have to go beyond Monday to get it, to get a final report together that we are all happy, if that's possible. So Ross, you want to speak to that?
No, I don't have any coaching thoughts on the subject at this point. I just haven't given any thoughts.
You haven't given any thoughts? How about you, Ken?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get the Monday deadline in the way of whether we like it or not. Frankly, I think it's more important that the report get submitted with at least some agreement from the constituencies, even if it's to disagree, rather than just submit something that most people are going to say is not really a finished product, you know. That's where I am right now. We're getting still getting a lot of comments about the report. The biggest concerns that I'm seeing right now, and these concerns were actually expressed last year, is the idea that we have taken a process and tried to run three parts of this process in parallel, when in effect it might have been more effective to have taken the third process, ours, and possibly delayed it until the first two have been completed. So I look at our task force work as not, I won't say anticlimactic, but I think it's still executory. I'll be honest with you. I think we're still at a point in time where we haven't reached any workable conclusions. I don't think what we've got to at this point in time is not capable at this point in time of being implemented, because the parties who would be involved in implementation, i.e. the registrars and ICANN, and in some cases possibly the registries, just are too far away from each other in terms of just the basic agreement as to what needs to be done and how it can be done efficiently and effectively. And a lot of this stuff hypothetically could involve contract modifications, and I can assure you, if we get into modifying contracts, this is not something that will be taken lightly, and frankly could take months and months and months of debate, because once they open a contract up for modification, any of the parties are going to say, fine, you want to talk about this? All right, that's good. We'll talk about this, but we want to talk about that. And I think you're going to find ICANN's going to be reluctant to modify registrar's contracts until they get a lot of air cleared up on other issues. And right now, the budget is the issue that seems to be tying everybody up. So, you know, I'm not, I hope you don't think I'm wandering. I'm just trying to create a scenario and define the environment that we're operating in right now.
Yeah.
So, given that environment, I think it's more important for us to try to arrive at a document that can be taken forward and becomes the basis for some further actions. I can't tell you what the actions are at this point in time because I really don't know. I know that the intellectual property constituency has specific ideas as to how they felt it should be done, but this, by no means do we see a consensus in this task force, and if we can't agree on certain, if it takes us an extra week or if it takes us a little bit longer to come out of this thing with something that can be dealt with in a constructive manner, it's well worth it. And I don't think that the council would be impatient with the task force for doing that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my thoughts are, for one thing, it's like a little bit of an about face, because certainly you supported many of the prior recommendations. And,
right.
You know, and I mean, obviously we don't have consensus, but I guess, I don't know. My sense is we should try to get this thing done. I don't know that we're going to meet Monday, but I think we should try to wrap up whatever we can do. And, you know, in whatever it is, submit it to the GNSO Council, and then they can decide how they want to proceed.
Yeah,
I don't know that we're going to reach consensus on some of these points, but I don't know that my point about Monday was that even where we are at the summaries, the Monday deadline is terribly workable. But I think we should just get done what we can get done by next Friday and submit it in whatever form it is. Council decide how they want to.
Right. I understand that, but I do want to make one comment, Brian. That is, I'm not taking an about face on this. What I was trying to do was to elaborate more on the environment in which we're operating. I do also want to remind you that I agreed with the registries agreed with a significant number of comments and suggestions, but there was also abstentions on certain areas because the registries are not comfortable with some of the proposed implementations. And I think to a great extent you have to look at the abstentions as closely as you as the other items. So I think from a practical standpoint, and we've discussed the Task Force 3 report in the registry constituency meetings recently, and if anything, I think they're even more adamant about the abstention. The abstention, I suppose, to be defined as a no vote, but I thought what we were trying to do was, rather than just, quote, taking sides, what we were really saying is that we were looking at solutions that we didn't feel were workable at this point in time, but that we were hoping that the parties would continue to work together to try to find a middle ground that people could be more comfortable with. So I can assure you it's not a matter of an about face. It's just a matter of we can submit the report, get it in, and stuff like that, but as a member of the council, and you've got Greg here as well, I don't know what the council is going to do with the report except to, quote, forward it on to the ICANN staff and board. I don't know whether or not you're going to see consensus support for the report in the council. If you look at the constituencies who support the suggestions and the recommendations in the task force, and if you assume that they vote in a manner that's consistent with the way they vote in the task force, you don't have a consensus in the council either.
Right.
I mean, it's really that's why I'm saying that.
Right. Ross, let me ask you this. Are you what's your position on the that are enumerated in the is it still the registered position that they're not going to support any of the stated recommendations?
There's a compromise position out there that we haven't seen yet, Brian, and you know that's what we're intent on looking for. There's no way that we can support the recommendations currently in the report.
Can't support any of them. I mean, even like graduated sanctions, wasn't that part of your constituency statement?
Not in the way they're phrased. And I think, you know, we're well on the record on this stuff, Brian, so I don't know if we need to rehash it at this point. But, you know, it's certainly the case that we've come forward with a number of counter propositions. I'm just not seeing them in there, so it's not something that we can support.
Okay, and Greg, what's your perspective on how you think we might make some progress moving forward? Are you on mute, Greg? Greg. Greg, are you still on the call?
Okay, here we go. It takes a while to cancel muting on my phone. I don't know why. So I was saying I agree with Ken that we have to. There's a lot of things that have to be settled before we can go forward with this report, and it's not gonna be done by Monday. But on the other hand, I also agree that we have to view. So we have to get something done, but it's a question of the timing. I think we're going to run out of time if we go too much farther into next week, because most of us will be on airplanes somewhere.
Why don't we do this? I mean, Franny, what about your view on things? You have any? You see anything in the preliminary report that the non-commercials can support?
No, not the way it's written now. And I think a lot of the comments were pretty clear that some of the things have already been covered or are still being worked through, have been dismissed, or and some of the comments that we haven't established any methods for implementation. And
actually, we have a few things in there, but okay. So you're basically your position.
There's some technical, experts out there that are saying that nothing in there is really workable, and so I don't know that I agree with the view that we have to get something done. I mean, I think we could, in our recommendation, say that they wait on this until the council has reviewed task forces 1 and 2. I think that we should recommend that they look at the legal framework for those recommendations of sanctions before we decide what sanctions would be. So I don't know about the view of pushing something through just for the sake of it. I think it might be better for council to wait, and if we recommend that, then I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess I disagree with many of those points from the IP
That's
perspective. We'd rather try to get some of these things through and have the council proceed. Obviously, if we don't have a consensus, then the council will have to do with it what it will, and it may be that they'll decide not to take any action, which is fine. I mean, that's their decision. Victoria, what about you? Do you have any recommendations for trying to move from the preliminary report to a final report? Are you on mute? Well, I suppose at this point, can we get a subcommittee of the task force who will take the preliminary report and try to craft something that might be more along the lines of a consensus policy as opposed to, what we currently have? I mean, not just one person, but three or four who might take that on.
Brian, can I ask what you thought of the registrar's document?
Comments?
What you or your constituency thought of the registrar's alternative recommendations?
I think we had factored that in our prior comments, so I think we're
okay.
Certainly take a look at that, but which comments in particular are you talking about?
The document that Ross submitted as an alternative to the best practices and
the minority position?
Yeah.
Right. Now, we certainly have considered that, and I guess we thought that that you know, that we wanted something a little more concrete, and that, you know, a lot of these issues have been discussed for literally years, and there hasn't been progress made. So I think we'd want to see something that goes going forward that would define action and have certain requirements regarding the accuracy of his data from the constituency's perspective. So three or four people who will then work on a revised preliminary report that we can discuss, you know, sometime next week, maybe Monday or Tuesday.
I think we need to get beyond some basic questions, though, Brian. And, you know, here's where we've got that failure that you keep coming back to. You know, on one side of the fence, we have a group that insists that the databases must be more accurate and programs must be implemented to fix that. On the other side of the table, we have a party that says we agree with that, and there's programs in place that are working already. We need to give those programs time to work. And I don't see the wisdom or the economy of throwing out these existing programs before we can actually get some real good data about why they're not working, when in fact we've got data on the record that says they are working. So, you know, I'm not sure, unless we get a decent answer from the IPC on why these programs aren't working, I'm not sure that we can ever arrive at that compromise. So, I'd have to question the wisdom moving forward with the subcommittee on that basis.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think that there's...
Neither of us disagree on the point of accuracy in the database. I think we're both clear on that. You know, and if anybody believes that I'm saying that the database shouldn't be accurate, they've got the wrong impression of our position. Where the disagreement is on the programs that need to be implemented or maintained and made better. Anyway, so, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I don't know that I'm in a position to take this and then and revise it. I think we need three or four people, and perhaps not myself, to try to come up with a consensus document to do that. Unless we just submit it as is and say, this is where we are.
Hi, it's Sarah Deutsch joining.
Yeah, hi, Sarah. We're talking about how we get from where we are to a final report, and whether there's a basis for coming up with a document that might get a greater consensus going forward. And my idea was to get four task force members other than myself who can work on taking the preliminary report and coming up with something that might be more of a consensus document. And Ross is commenting that, you know, the registrar position is we should do nothing and just let the current programs that are in place proceed. Unless there's, you know, objective evidence that they're not working.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. I guess I go back to my original proposal. Are there three or four people who would work on coming up with a revised document that would include some other recommendations that we can use going forward that would have a consensus? And if not, then I think one option would simply be to say, this is where we are, we're deadlocked, you know, we're unable to make any further progress, and get along and inform.
Just two things on that point, Brian. I think, you know, again, what you hear from me is that we need to make the existing programs better, absent evidence that they're not working. Second, you keep saying that you don't want to be part of that redrafting process. Is it just because of a personal time crunch, or is it like I don't get that?
Well, I mean, I'll participate in it, but I don't think that I should do the redrafting. You know, my position currently is clear, at least from the, you know, as the IPC rep, and I'm not sure. I guess I don't see how we can make progress from this point if the registrars aren't willing to agree on anything in the current report, even things that they seem to support in their constituency statement. And I'm thinking if we're going to make progress, maybe I shouldn't be the one revising it.
I guess what you're hearing from me is that I think in order to make progress, the FCC has to be at the table. And to reiterate my olive branch, Brian, you know, I think if we can have a conversation on how we make these existing programs better, we're going to be in fine shape.
Yeah, I still think that maybe some others should come take the preliminary report and then work up a revised proposal that has presumably would have some of what's in there now and maybe some other things and maybe include some of the things that are in there, and then we could use that as a basis for discussion. But
is Vittorio on the call?
Yes, I am.
Vittorio, what are your thoughts?
Well, I was wondering whether perhaps we should try to meet in person, at least the ones of us who are in KL, and perhaps it would be easier to make progress if we meet in person.
Well, on that issue, who on the call is going to be in KL?
I will.
Russ will be.
Greg, I will be.
I mean, if we can find enough people from enough constituencies, I guess that perhaps it would be easier to come to consensus if we discuss in person.
Yeah. I don't know that we should wait for KO. I mean, I think we ought to just do what we can do and get this thing wrapped up to the extent we can in whatever form and submit it by the end of the week at the latest. And then, of course,
I'm optimistic about what we can do.
Obviously, anyone who's available in KL can, you know, I'm sure there'll be further discussions and work at that time, but I wonder if we can get three or four people who would take a stab at revising it and come up with something consensus, and not the extreme positions either. You know, if we come up with something that we don't need who is data, it shouldn't be disclosed, and that kind of thing, I mean, that's not going to advance the ball at all, May.
But that's the thing. Nobody knows what's going to come out of Task Forces 1 and 2.
Well, I know, but we have to go forward regardless of
that.
Does
the council really think that we need to go forward if we're going to come out with something that nobody likes?
Well, ultimately, it seems to me the council is going to have to take the three reports and make them work together. And that's going to be a separate task down the road, but we can't. The decision was already to do this at this time and to do it in separate task forces and to have them come to completion at roughly the same time. And I don't know that it's our job to revisit that issue. Water under the bridge at this point. So I guess the question in my mind is, does the task force want to try in the next several days to revise the report in a manner, an attempt to reach consensus on at least something, and maybe we won't. Or do we say we take a position that we can't? Here's the public comments. Here's where we are. Deadlocked.
Ryan, what's the framework you're thinking about for revision?
I don't. Frankly, I don't really know. I mean, because, and I don't know that it matters. Frankly, because given the position of the registrars, unless there's some movement on their part, we're not going to make any progress.
I would hate for us to spend hours trying to revise something again and have it rejected. It would be nice to, maybe for the registrars to take the lead on seeing if there's a compromise.
That's kind of what I would think if they can come up with some compromise. It would be useful to have a compromise from the registrar, because they're the ones who, at least at this point in time, are opposed to literally everything. So,
Ryan?
Yes.
I'm sorry to bother you, and I'm not trying to throw a monkey wrench into this, but I just reviewed the final report, and there appear to be circumstances where votes that
were taken by the registered constituents here, not recorded properly on the final report. I noted that we had abstained on some issues, and they're showing now as supporting them as opposed to abstaining. So I'm going to get in contact with Gwen, and I'll copy you the original vote on this. I don't know how this happened, and I apologize for not catching it sooner, but I think it's important to
muting canceled.
That we're consistent, because we've not turned around on any of these. The principal ones that I was discussing were the implementation issues that we abstained on before and that I even commented on earlier in the meeting. I'll let you get back to what you're doing, but I do want to make you aware of this because I don't want anybody to think they're being blindsided.
Well, Ken, I mean, just for the record, I can tell you that the votes that are included in here are the ones that, exactly as you communicated them back at the time of the preliminary report.
Well, I have the vote that I communicated directly to Glenn on the 28th, Friday, the 28th, that reflects those abstentions. And I recall that in the initial report that was prepared, those abstentions were reflected in the report. I do not know how we suddenly ended up in the four category because I do not see any abstentions at all in the final report. And I know that under no condition had I ever changed my position. And if I have, then I'm best start taking some of that medication that they have for Alzheimer's, you know.
No, but you on items 8 and 9.
That's correct.
The poll online doesn't reflect that. It just says that they voted yes.
Oh, you're talking about the one online. Well, the one that was submitted, you abstained on items 9 and 10. Is that correct?
Yeah. Basically, we had abstained on items 8, 9, and 10. And the final report that's posted online shows that we voted in favor of those items.
No, that's incorrect. I mean, obviously, that's incorrect.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that that gets changed. And the reason is that I was going to make a point earlier on, but we've already gone past it, and that is that for a period, I've reviewed some of the comments and listened to Thomas Ressler's comments, and 18 months ago, Steve McAllitz and I had long discussions about 15-day periods of time in areas of the world where communications weren't that enhanced. So, you know, I was going to use that as an example of some of the practical implementation problems that make it very difficult to support the current solutions, and that's why I felt that it was important for us to try to reach some sort of a middle ground on some of these issues, you know.
No, that's fine. I mean, it's clear to me. I mean, I'm certain that you abstained on 8, 9, and 10, and we can just correct the correct version of the preliminary report that was posted online. I don't know how, but maybe it's a conversion to HTML or something, but clearly you abstained on those three. There's no...
Right. I wanted to apologize for sticking it in now, but it would be very embarrassing to have this go much further down the road and then have to have to take something out on a public list to correct an error that could easily be corrected right now. And I apologize for the intrusion here.
No problem. Anyway, get back to the logistics. Ross, do you think you could work with a couple of other task force members and try to craft some kind of compromise?
You know, Brent, again, if the FCC...
preliminary report as a basis and then, you know, seeing if we can make some progress?
I don't see the value in that if the FCC isn't involved, Brent, to be quite honest.
We'll be involved, but I just don't think in the initial stages...
Let me go back to one of your earlier comments, Brian. You mentioned that if the registrars are unwilling to compromise, we can't move the ball forward. So we tabled a position statement many, many months ago that was clearly not committed enough for the intellectual property constituency. We came back with what's now the minority report of the registrar constituency, which is clearly a committed document, something that is of substance, and we've not heard any comments on that. I'm not going to walk into any discussion and negotiate with myself. I need to know what is unacceptable in our position and where we can compromise. Just to say that the registrars aren't willing to compromise isn't going to do it. I'm not willing to go into any conversation unless I know what we need to compromise on. And if you're not there, I don't see how we can have that conversation.
Well, I mean, I'll be there to do that, but I you've got 12 proposals here that at least four constituencies, or some of them, and then three don't. And it seems to me that unless there's some compromise on things, we're not going to go forward. And I don't know that we need to belabor this to figure out whether or not compromise items. And I guess really the issue is compromise on some of those things, and then if so, which ones? And then we can go back to our various constituencies and see if they're willing to compromise on some of these other ones. But if the registrars aren't to, then, you know, why don't we just wrap it up and submit it and let the GNSO Council decide what they want to do next?
Yes, sir, you cut out. If the registrars are what?
If they're not willing to compromise.
What points do I need to compromise to make this happen, Brian?
To make me happy?
Just to move the ball forward, to make everyone happy, to reach a consensus. I'll ask everybody on the call the same question.
Right. Well, maybe that's the thing to do at this point, is to go back to our constituencies and say, you know, which of these 12 things can we... can we eyes on? I mean, I guess some of these things, I don't quite get why the registrars, certainly the early recommendations that are very general and, you know, not requiring additional on the part of the registrar. But then I guess substantive ones are 5 through 12. So, you know, whether there's ones there that we can, registrars can agree on.
But, you know, we keep decomposing these recommendations down into very, very basic elements. And, you know, it's very difficult to disagree with nouns and verbs. What's very easy to disagree with is the notion that the existing programs are not working. The notion that the database is absolutely corrupt and we need to take immediate corrective action in order to solve this massive problem, when the data, the available data, indicates exactly the opposite. The existing programs are making a difference. The database quality is improving. And the stakeholders are actually getting what they need out of the system today. And it's that very, very basic point that we disagree on. If we can come to some sort of a truce around that issue, you're going to find it much easier for us to come to some conclusion around what we also need to do to make things better. And that's where our minority report comes from. That's the sole premise behind it, is that the existing programs are working and that we need to continue to improve those.
Brian?
It's not a do-nothing proposition.
Yeah.
Sir?
Brian? Yeah, Ken, let me use this as an example. The reasons why we're having some of these issues show up. I think to some extent what you're seeing, and I'm only acting as a casual observer here, and Ross, if I'm wrong, just give me a head slap the next time you see me. I'll use as an example 8, 9, and 10. Okay? Now, I want you to understand that at one point in time, as you know, I was involved as a registrar, so I've looked at these things from both sides. But if you take an example, and I'm going to use the silliest example you can imagine, but this is actually true, okay? Microsoft made a serious mistake in the information that they provided on their whois for Microsoft.com. We notified Microsoft, and it took them more than 15 days to correct the problem. Now, one might argue, well, everybody knows Microsoft. Everybody knows that it was just a mistake and you know, this and that. But what it really boils down to is if you start interpreting the letter of the recommendations here, what it says is after 15 days you shut them down, and not only do you shut down every other domain that Microsoft owns where they're listed as the owner. Now, we all know this is an incredibly silly thing to even consider from that standpoint. But what happens if you're a registrar, if you're somebody in the community, this example tends to be used and you get a knee-jerk reaction from everyone. Also, we've heard on the other side of the coin being the examples that I've heard on numerous occasions where somebody says, I'm afraid to give that information to you because 2 years ago I read about a woman in California who got stalked and murdered because they got the information on her address on the Internet. So people tend to pick the most almost ludicrous examples to argue their point. And the point I'm trying to make very simply is that we need to get people into a room, and I hate to use this, I use the term figuratively, and we need to start trying to develop what we call our practical approaches to this. And I think sometimes we get on both ends of the scale, and in my opinion, and I'm speaking strictly for myself, I believe that the members of the intellectual property constituency, and I've had long talks with people at Intel and so forth, know that a 15-day limit is not a practical limit in many parts of the world. The majority of the people I've talked to understand that. And yet, when you advocate a limit that even your own people acknowledge is impractical, and you put it out there, there's a tendency for people on the other side to say, well, they're negotiating. Okay, they want 15 days. I say not at all. So we end up after spending 6 or 8 months trying to arrive at something that's practical and capable of being implemented right back at the same point that we were a year and a half ago.
Well, why don't we do this, Ken? I mean, why don't we do this? Why don't we get, you know, 3 or 4 members of the task force and go through the recommendation and come up with revised substantive recommendations. So taking your example, you know, 15 days is too short, we'll come up with something that might be workable. Something between not at all and 15 days. Okay? And then, you know, obviously if we can't, you know, and whether or not the cancellation of other domains with the same contact data, that's another issue that maybe we can compromise on. I'm not saying these things can't be compromised. I'm just saying that, you know, your approach of reviewing them on the and then revising them something substantive, but that would be acceptable, that might actually enable us to make some progress.
Well, I would hope it would. And the other side of the coin is, and I'm sitting and stepping into the shoes of a registrar only for a minute, and that is that sometimes I've seen comments from registrars, and these are off-list comments that go like something like this. Why the hell would they decide that this is the appropriate thing? They don't even understand how our system works. They don't understand the fact that, for instance, Europe goes on vacation during the month of August. And I can tell you, there are an incredible number of times that I've sent essential emails to people in Europe only to have an auto response saying, I'm out of the office for holidays, I'll return on September 9th. And so the point I'm saying is we can get people into a room who are willing to develop practical alternatives and give them a deadline. Say to these guys, okay, fine, here, now. Please don't tell me it takes 4 months to get a consultative process with your constituency. If you guys have a real problem, you're generally able to get it done in 10 days to 2 weeks. So let's set practical deadlines to get these issues resolved. And, you know, if somebody resents the fact that they might not be included in that room, I'm sorry, but I think we just need to be We need people to get into a room and be practical. It's almost like a negotiation, union labor negotiation. That's the way I feel about it.
We can do that virtually. Why don't we?
We can. Yeah, they do it all the time. They IETF does it all the time. I mean,
why don't we do this then? Why don't we get just take the 12 recommendations, and then maybe Ken, if you would. Go through those and review them, and ideally, Ross, if you want to participate as well, we can talk about which ones are just, you know, not workable, which ones we can revise and perhaps compromise on. Okay, I'll review that. I mean, and we'll have a call on Tuesday, and then another one on Thursday, and then we'll submit whatever we have by Friday. In whatever.
Brian, echoed. What day were those?
Yeah, we've got a terrible echo going right now. I think I understood what you said. Sadly, I'm leaving Tuesday for the Far East, and I'll be gone. I'm working my way to KL, and I will not be available at all next week. And that's I am more than willing to get involved the following week because I'll be in KL by Friday, but it's just something I have no control over at this point in time. I can't
change
my schedule.
All right. How about Ross, you and maybe Franny? You three,
I'm gone for the weekend, and I'm back Monday, but then I'm leaving Wednesday morning for KL. I'm in a similar boat to Ken.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm going to say one thing to you, and I think it's just extremely important. And Sarah and I go back a long way, if she's there, to the original Who Is group that Louis Tutin started about 4 years ago. It's extremely important that whoever is involved in this, in this little session or this little group you're talking about, we have to have in that group a strong advocate for the IP position. If not, there will be too much, how would I use the term? It's liable to be taken, the product level will be taken with a grain of salt. You got to have, it doesn't have to be a bulldog, but it's got to be somebody like Sarah or Steve or you or Mike Helter or somebody who the IP constituency knows really got in there and worked to get that compromise position. Just like if this was being done between the registrars and IP, and the non-commercial people or the at-large people weren't included, you get the same skepticism there. So you have to have good advocates. Ross is an excellent advocate for the registrar's position. I believe very strongly that Franny is a strong advocate for the at-large, non-commercial, but you got to have somebody from IP there, otherwise it'll be skeptical.
Where's the BC at, Sarah?
Well, we have been willing from the beginning to try to reach a compromise. It seemed pretty clear from the outset that that was what we needed to do. So we would be very interested in participating in any talks, assuming we can find a time. That's going to be the challenge here.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, somebody want to take a crack at revising this, focusing on the 12 best practices, and seeing if we can make some progress on some potential revisions of those to see if we can get some consensus over the weekend. And I know Ross, you're out, but we've got to get your feedback at some point, your involvement, or else, you know, we're kind of
yeah, you know, I'll do what I can on Wednesday and Tuesday. And the only input I would provide was it, whatever the output is, needs to deal with that fundamental question that I've stressed a couple of times in this call. The question of existing structure versus new structure.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's some new requirements in here that I think certainly, you know, the IPC want, the business community, you know, the ISPs. So, I mean, if your position is that none of those things will ever be acceptable, then submit this to the council as is and say, you know, you all take it from here. And I wonder if that's really where you're going to come down on the issue, because if that's
right,
it.
Right. You know, I'll say it again. The current report does not acknowledge the existing programs that are in place, which presumes that they would be replaced by whatever is described in the SWAB recommendations.
It looks like, these are in addition to those existing programs.
And fundamentally, that is not, I don't think, a productive exercise. And so until we can address that basic question, is the existing system working? Does it need improvement? Where does it need improvement? I'm not willing to go out and implement a whole new structure and take on a whole new set of obligations.
These are additional.
To have to go through it again in 2 years when somebody else decides that they don't like the existing structure.
Yeah, but these are additional recommendations to, or these are refinements of the existing structure. You know, maybe not all of them acceptable, but that's where we are. I mean, I guess why don't we make a decision on this call whether we should try to go through this exercise this coming week, or whether, given where we are, given the travel plans, we just submit this as is to the GNSO Council and tell them that you know, the task force is going to need additional time, AL and elsewhere, to try to come up with a consensus report. What are people's preferences there?
I'll give you my preference. My preference basically is this. Number one is I don't think that the council is going to be arbitrary and capricious if the report that you just, the comments that you just made with regard to additional time are presented to them. The reason being that they're one of the chief criticisms and one of the chief concerns about a lot of this process is the fact that there was a feeling that Task Force 1 and 2's issues needed to be addressed before Task Force 3 could really be as effective in working towards best practices and implementation. So I would say to the council, let's finish up with 1 and 2, give Task Force 3 the opportunity to see if they can't reach some practical solution that appears to be a compromise that can be dealt with and lived with by the overwhelming majority of the participants. You've heard Sarah say she acknowledges that they'd like to try to get some compromise position that people can live with. I've heard Ross's concerns, and I understand exactly the point he's making as well. And I think what's happening is that the deadlines are pushing us into making decisions that may not be in the best interest of anyone. And that's why I'd rather say that to the council. I don't think this is a big issue to the council to give them more time. I really don't. My God, we've been talking about this PDP review process for registries now for 9 months. You know, this is a relatively new process, and I think this way it makes a little more sense to take the time that we need to get a product that makes sense to everyone. That's all.
Let's do this then. I've got to get off the call because I have another conference call, but why don't we do this? I'll send an email to Bruce Tonkin to see, explain kind of where we are. Two options. One, we can submit the report in its current form on Monday, stating that we need additional time. The IPC is not in favor of delaying Task Force 3 work till the other task forces complete their work, and I don't know that that's necessary. I think we can do what we're going to do now and get it done and in whatever form it takes. But I'll tell them that we can either submit it in its current form with all the comments or another, I don't know, what would make sense, 2 weeks or something to get it final.
Brian, I think that's maybe where the IPC needs to think about compromising. You keep saying that the registrars need to compromise, but maybe that's the area if everybody else thinks that task forces 1 and 2 need to move forward, and if the council will be fine with it, then maybe we need to think about longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we need to, my own personal view, and I'm just speaking from my own personal view, is that we need to try to get done what we can get done and get it done within the deadline, and dragging it out doesn't really serve any real purpose other than particular agendas. But I'll leave it in Bruce's court as to how he wants us to proceed, and I'll send around an email, and I guess maybe we should, Lynn, if you could schedule a call for Monday, that would be good, and then we'll then.
What's the agenda for the call on Monday?
Well, whatever Bruce decides to do at the council and how he wants to proceed. So I'll see what guidance he can give us, and then take it from there. I mean, based on what's been said, I'm not sure. I wonder whether we're better off submitting it in its current form and letting the council decide how it wants to proceed. Because nobody's changed their positions as far as I can tell. And although I would agree that there's additional work that could be completed, and there's an opportunity, perhaps, for additional compromises. But I'm thinking maybe, as I think this through, maybe we should, you know, our report is current form on Monday, stating that we're not able to make further progress before KL. Need guidance from the council as to how they want us to proceed going forward. Just leave it at that.
You do have a certain set of options under the bylaws as well, Brian, to simply just proceed on that basis. So, you know, if you really deep down believe that we can't come to some sort of consensus around this, then
I think we can, but I don't want to. I don't want to. I think we ought to just how they want us to proceed. And I, rather than us delaying submitting this report, we can just submit it as is and say, and I'll just explain that the positions remain as stated report. And that would be with your abstentions, Ken, and that the task force thinks that it might be able to reach some compromises on certain of these going forward. And you know, maybe we should request a firm deadline of a month or something to try to wrap it up. But I think it's probably worth getting that in at this point in time, and then the council decide how it wants us to proceed. So let's do that. And I do think, assuming Bruce says, yeah, go forward with your effort to compromise, you can also do that on a parallel track. So why don't we plan on that? And I'll, if Bruce sends any kind of substantive response by email, I'll post that to the list, and everyone will have it. So hold off on scheduling that call for Monday, Glenn, and
so that's at 11 a.m. Eastern time on Monday.
Monday.
But why don't you hold off on scheduling that?
Okay.
And I'll send you an email if you schedule it.
Fine.
Okay? So that's what I'll plan to do. I'll submit the report in its current form, and I'll include a statement, paragraph, which I'll circulate to the list today. This explains essentially what I just set forth, and then we'll leave it up to the council to decide how they want to proceed. And I think that's fair. Does everybody have a problem with that? Okay, let's do that. And I'll, Glenn, I'll send you an email about whether we're going to have this today.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay, I got to go, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.